This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. House Democratic impeachment managers and lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday laid out their arguments in separate briefs ahead of the former president's Senate trial next week on charges of inciting a violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol January 6th. The House Democratic prosecutors charged that Mr. Trump endangered the lives of practically all members of Congress and jeopardized the democratic process when he urged a mob of supporters who had massed near the Capitol building to try to prevent the certification of Democrat Joe Biden's election victory over Trump. Mr. Trump's defense lawyers reject the charges and contend that the impeachment trial is unconstitutional. They say there's no precedent for trying a president after he's left office. They also say the former president stands by his claim that the election results were suspect, and they say his statements about the election were protected under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. The filings foreshadow the legal arguments both sides will present as the Senate meets next Tuesday to start deliberating on whether to convict the 74-year-old former president and perhaps bar him from returning to office. The trial is expected to last about a week. A Russian court has sentenced opposition politician Alexei Navalny to 3.5 years in prison, defying condemnation abroad and public outcry at home to send one of the Kremlin's most vocal critics to jail. Navalny's previously spent 10 months under house arrest during an earlier phase of the trial. Tuesday's verdict means Navalny will now spend the next 2 years and 8 months in a Russian penal colony. The court found Navalny violated his parole from a 2014 suspended sentence by failing to notify prison authorities when he was evacuated to Berlin for treatment.